Now, what's interesting about Dan, you know, he's not only a New York Times bestselling author, but he's a world-renowned explorer, a National Geographic fellow. He owns 3 Guinness World Records for long-distance cycling. He's, you know, a journalist, a producer. So this guy's very well-traveled. He's been all over the world, and during his travels, or his many adventures, he discovered 5 places in the world, and he's dubbed them Blue Zones hotspots. And in these areas, people live the longest, healthiest lives. In these communities, the elders really live, you know, past age 100 with vim and vigor. And so they studied these various communities. What are the commonalities between them? And there's 9 different things. They call them the power of 9. I'll give you one example, or maybe 2 examples, but you got to come to the event to really learn more about this. You know, one of them is moving naturally. You know, in these communities where people are living the longest, they live in an environment where they constantly have to move. You know, they grow their own food. They have, you know, gardens. They don't have mechanical conveniences for their house or yard work. So they have to move in just their daily lives. One of the other things is purpose. You know, you need a great reason, your sense of purpose and worth and what you're here to do in the world. And according to their study, that's worth up to 7 years of life expectancy. So that's kind of interesting. They have some different breakdowns of what these have meant. And being part of a faith-based community is another area that was really important in these longevity communities.
Yeah, he's really fascinating. And his ability to not only acknowledge but articulate and quantify the reasons why people grow older or just happy in general, the happiness mm-hmm. zones. And he does a great job of that.
Well, yeah, so he's using the same model that he used to study the longevity, but to study the happiest regions, the happiest places on Earth, so communities within these happiest countries where people have said that, you know, they live really happy lives. So he'll be talking about that as well. And Dan, you know, something else that he does, you know, he works with municipalities, with different organizations on Blue Zones projects, really implementing these things related to health and longevity on a larger scale. Mm-hmm. So he'll be talking about that as well. But, you know, there's a lot going on locally here in terms of promoting not only longevity, but quality of life in our aging community. And that's where, you know, people like Shelley Holden, Northfield Retirement Community and Age Friendly Northfield come in. I'm going to turn it over to her.
Yeah, Shelley, let's talk about that. You are with, of course, NRC, Northfield Retirement Community, and also Age Friendly Northfield. You're involved with that. And you have really a vested interest on seeing what works and from a standpoint of not only, you know, a business model, but just working with people and seeing how their lives are affected. You have a vested interest in that.
Well, yes, and Northfield Retirement Community is really happy to sponsor this, be one of the sponsors, I should mention, this event with Dan Buettner. And also the Age Friendly Northfield Initiative is happy to be involved just to get the word out that we are working locally on getting groups together. We're working on an action plan to bring local teams together to act as good stewards for our community with respect to the things that are going on as we age. So all of the good work in our community with respect to housing and transportation, health and wellness, outdoor spaces and buildings, our community information, job opportunities, social participation, that we're all looking through that same lens of aging and how it will affect the folks who, as we know, the age group of 65 and older will almost triple within the next 15 years. So it's a staggering amount. It's a staggering number. And working together collaboratively with many organizations throughout our Northfield community to make sure that we're doing the right things for that population.
You know, modern medicine has really worked some miracles. People are living a lot longer now. But that's just part of the equation. You know, living a long, useful, healthy life is the other part of the equation. So it's comforting to know as a Northfielder, we have a lot of people that are working on this and on a ground level right here in town.
Well, I think that's a really good point, Jeff, and it ties right into what Dan Buettner talks about with those healthy just ways of life, getting up and moving instead of riding your bike, instead of driving your car, taking the steps instead of taking the elevator, those sorts of things that we consider kind of minimal, but all of that works together to leading a longer and healthier life. And then the whole idea of purpose, I think, is just so key, that we have to have passion and purpose with what we're doing in our lives to make an impact on that longevity as well.
Yeah, you have to have the purpose. You got to get out of bed. Have a reason to get out of bed.
Exactly.
A purpose.
It can't just be coffee.
Now let's just talk about the event itself. It's going to be where again? Is the middle school the auditorium?
The auditorium at Northfield Middle School starts at 6 p.m. on Monday, September 24th.
And I would imagine he will be there to sign books, probably.
Yeah, that's good point there. That Content Bookstore is going to have books from the Blue Zones book series, which Dan has written, bestsellers, and they're going to be available for purchase at the event, but they'll also have some available for purchase prior to September 24th at their store. So you may want to give them a call and make sure see what they have in and go support them. And also, I know Dan is going to be featured on KYMN September 4th of 15 with the author, so he'll be talking with Terry. So,
yeah, I know Terry has talked with Dan a number of times. We've even had him in the studio here. Once again, it's been 2009, maybe 8, 10. I'm not really even sure when, but it's been almost 10 years. He's a fascinating guy and a very good interview, and has some insights. As you'd mentioned, if you look at his resume, all the things that he's done,
quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. He's got purpose. He's got that portion of it done.
And we feel so fortunate to be able to bring him to Northfield. One of our board members, Bob Thacker, is very good friends with Dan. He's known him for a long time. So through that connection, we were able to come down here. And we're very excited. And the people that we talk to are very excited that he's coming down as well.
So. All right. So get registered. You can do that online?
Yep. Northfieldchairs.org. You can click on the banner for Dan Buettner, and it'll take you to an Eventbrite registration site there.
And you'll like the cost of this.
It's a free educational event.
Yeah, it's absolutely free. And, once again, Blue Zones of Happiness, Dan Buettner, his new book. He's got a series of Blue Zone books out there. This is the latest one that has come out September 24th at the Northfield Middle School. Anything else about the events you'd like to share with us or about Dan Buettner?
We could go. I know we could go on and on talking about him, but I think I don't want to give away everything. I want people to come to learn more at the event about the Power Nine, those items, and some of the things related to living a happier life as well. We don't want to give away what he's talking about here. We're going to give you just a taste.
He's not only a good author and a very traveled man, but he is also a good presenter. So it'll be very entertaining, I'm sure, and quite a bit of insight as well. Thank you both for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. And we wish you the best. And that event's coming up on Monday, September 24th. We'll have more on that a little bit later on, closer to the date. And look for September the 4th, Terry with the 15 with the author.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Once again, about Dan Buettner, we have from Northfield Chairs, Mike Krantz, and also from Northfield's Age Friendly Initiative and the Northfield Retirement Community, we have Shelley Holden. Jeff, getting out here. Hope you all have a very good day. Straight up 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. The Wayne Eddy Affair is coming up next.